This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Snatak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the government is moving towards opening up the nuclear sector for private players. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus in Hyderabad through video conferencing from New Delhi yesterday, highlighting that just as space sector was opened for private entities by the government, the Prime Minister said the scope of other reforms is continuously increasing.
जैसे हमने स्पेस इनोवेशन को प्राइवेट सेक्टर के लिए ओपन किया, वैसे ही हम न्यूक्लियर सेक्टर को भी ओपन करने की तरफ आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। इस सेक्टर में भी हम प्राइवेट सेक्टर की सशक्त भूमिका की नींव रखने जा रहे हैं। इससे स्मॉल मॉड्यूलर रिएक्टर, एडवांस रिएक्टर्स और न्यूक्लियर इनोवेशन में अवसर बनेंगे। यह रिफॉर्म हमारी एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी और टेक्नोलॉजिकल लीडरशिप को नई शक्ति देगा।
On the occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled Skyroot's first orbital rocket Vikram-1 with the capability to launch satellites. He said India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. The Supreme Court has asked the centre to consider bringing a stringent law to deal with derogatory remarks against persons with disabilities. The top court asked the centre to consider framing a statute to make derogatory remarks ridiculing persons with disabilities and rare genetic disorders a penal offence on the lines of the SC-ST Act. A bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant and Justice Joy Mallya Bagchi yesterday said there is a need for a neutral, independent and autonomous body to regulate obscene, offensive or illegal content on online platforms. The Assam Legislative Assembly yesterday passed the Assam Prohibition of Polygamy Bill 2025 aimed at reinforcing marital accountability and protecting women's rights. The legislation establishes one of the strictest legal frameworks against polygamy in the country. The bill, introduced on the first day of the winter session, seeks to criminalize entering into a second marriage without legally dissolving the first. It includes provisions of up to 10 years of imprisonment for individuals who conceal a previous marriage and up to 7 years imprisonment for entering into a second marriage without dissolving the first. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari assured the approval of 20,000 crore rupees from the central government for National Highways Authority of India NHAI projects in Gujarat yesterday. The assurance was given during a high-level review meeting chaired by Mr. Gadkari in Gandhinagar in the presence of Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel. During the meeting, Mr. Gadkari also instructed officials and contractors to prioritize citizen safety in road construction and maintenance. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla met the President of Transitional Legislative Assembly of Burkina Faso, Osman Bogama, and his accompanying delegation in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, the speaker said they exchanged views on the ties between the two countries and the growing development-oriented partnership that continues to add new dimensions to the bilateral cooperation. The speaker assured Mr. Bogama of India's continued support in advancing Burkina Faso's development goals. Indian Naval Academy Azilmala will host the passing out parade for the autumn term tomorrow. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan will review the parade as the reviewing officer. Ministry of Defence said that the event marks the culmination of an intensive and transformative training regimen. As cadets prepare to join the ranks of Indian Navy, Indian Coast Guard and friendly foreign navies as officers. In badminton, India's teenage sensation Tanvi Sharma defeated former world champion Nozomi Okuhara to reach women's singles quarterfinals of Syed Modi International Tournament in Lucknow yesterday. The 16-year-old Tanvi outdid the Japanese veteran 13-21, 21-16, 21-19 in a round of 16 match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.